The director of Lockheed Martin's Missile Defense and Space Surveillance Radar programs told reporters Monday that the company will begin testing the Long Range Discrimination Radar, or LRDR, this spring.
Like the beginning of May, we'll start to do some initial kind of, light off, power up and all that to make sure everything is functioning properly.
Chandra Marshall said in the Monday teleconference that workers are installing 10 large sensors called panels to the LRDR's main structure, the Mission Control Facility.
We're in the process of installing the last set of panels for that array face.
10 more of the 27-foot-tall panels are on their way to Alaska. Marshall says it'll take a while to carefully transport the sensors all the way to clear.
So each of the panels goes on its own tractor trailer. It's considered an oversized load.
The 20 panels will enable the LRDR to detect and track incoming enemy ballistic missiles much more accurately than existing radar systems. Data generated by the LRDR will provide greater situational awareness to facilities like the Missile Defense Base on Fort Greely than is presently available. A Missile Defense Agency spokesperson says the LRDR will be operational by the end of the year. The contractor for the project is Anchorage-based Haskell-Davis Joint Venture. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.